Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're only going to be featuring 9 Motown songs. But we'll hear from the original Motown artist and an artist that later covered the song. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Marvin Gaye, the Marvelettes, Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Stirrers, the Temptations, Rare Earth, and the Isley Brothers, all coming up in the next half hour as we feature 9 Motown songs with 2 Motown artists singing them.
Tree. hearts gotta run.
I know there's a place,
there's a place
in the sun,
in the sun.
And before my life is done, I
gotta find
me a place
in the sun. You know, when times are bad and you're feeling sad, I want you to always remember.
Yeah!
The Motown Memory with Tom Fallon.
That was a great song from 1967, reaching number 2, I heard through the grapevine. Before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes' version of A Place in the Sun, recorded and released in 1968. And we started with Stevie Wonder's hit version of A Place in the Sun from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 9 Motown songs, both the originally recorded version and the cover version by a Motown artist, all released as a 45. Well, we've heard the Gladys Knight version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And again, that was a great song and was very popular, reaching number 2 in 1967. Well, coming up, the most popular song ever recorded by Marvin Gaye, his version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Well, I Heard It Through the Grapevine was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1966. And of course, it was made most famous by the Marvin Gaye version coming up in October of 1968. It was originally recorded by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in 1966. Well, that version was rejected by Motown owner Berry Gordy, who told Whitfield and Strong to make a stronger version. Interestingly enough, after recording the song with Marvin in 1967, Berry Gordy also rejected that version, and Norman Whitfield recorded a version with Gladys Knight and the Pips, which we just heard. The Marvin Gaye version was placed on his 1968 album called In the Groove, where it gained the attention of radio disc jockeys, and Berry finally agreed to release it as a single in October 1968, and it went to number one. Here is Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, right here on Motown.
Yeah.
Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Stirrers, also known as the Funk Brothers. That was Too Many Fish in the Sea, recorded and released in 1965. Before that, the hit version from the Marvelettes 1 year earlier in 64. And we started with Marvin Gaye's number one, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown songs, both the original version and a later version recorded by another Motown artist. Well, coming up, the first of two hit versions of the song called Get Ready, this one by The Temptations. Well, Get Ready was written by Smokey Robinson, and it did result in two hit singles. The Temptations version coming up, which reached number 29 in 1966, and the Rare Earth version in 1970, which reached number 4. It is significant for being the last song that Smokey Robinson wrote and produced for The Temptations, due to a deal that Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, made with producer Norman Whitfield. That deal was if Get Ready did not meet the expected degree of success, then Norman Whitfield's song called Ain't Too Proud to Beg would get the next release. Well, the song only reached 29, which didn't meet expectations, and Norman Whitfield won it. Here are the temp version of Get Ready, right here on Motown.
I never met a girl who makes me feel the way that you do.
You're all right.
Whenever I'm asked who makes my dream real, I say that you do.
You're out of sight.
So be-ba-boom-boom. Look out, baby, cause here I come. And I'm bringing you a love that's true. So get ready, so get ready. I'm gonna try to make you love me too.
When ever I'm asked what makes my dreams real.
This half hour, we featured five Motown songs recorded by two Motown artists. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from four songs from two Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.